recording. Let's start. Okay. So, welcome. Okay, so as we talked about just before, this project is about friendship.
Okay.
And I'd like you just to think about one of your friends. Yeah. And can you tell me a bit about how you became friends?
We're about six, and she's moved over from Germany. And we just happened to meet, and the first thing she said to me was, "I know English." And I was like, "Oh, wow, come on, talk to me." And yeah, I've just been friends ever since. Just like one of my best friends.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, my longest friend as well.
So. Okay. So she came over, for what reason did she come over to
England? Her family just moved over from Germany.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so she moved over and then she's living...
Yeah, she lives in the same town as me, Milton Keynes.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh.
Pretty good friends now. So.
Yeah. And then how did that friendship develop? Because obviously she came from a different culture,
yeah.
So...
I just kept just like bugging her and asking her, what's this in German and what's this in German? And she'd just get stuff off me and I'd help her out and she'd help me out and yeah, just... became friends even better and better, and now we're best friends now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a mutual learning for both of you.
We've been through everything together as well, like everything that happened to her for the first time. Because I'm a bit older, so I'd like things with school as well. So I'd do things first, and then she'd be like, "Well, what do I do for this?" And then I'd help her, and then
okay,
just thing like that, really. Yeah.
So was that more with schoolwork or more personal?
Both
things.
Like, it started with schoolwork because, like, really young, not much happens to you, but
yeah.
Like, first boyfriends and things like that, and yeah, going out and clubbing and doing everything you're not meant to. Yeah,
so, yeah. So because you were the older one.
Yeah.
You sort of, do you feel like you took her under your wing?
Some things, but a lot of it, she matured faster than me for some things, so then it's like she took me under her wing as well, so it's mutual, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then did you learn quite a lot of German then?
Yeah, I'm getting an A overall at GCSE.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's because of her, she likes to think so, but I think it's my work hard. Yeah.
Just give her that one. So my friend said she was six.
Yeah.
So what kind of things do you do with your friend? What kind of things would you do with her?
We've tried making up diets because for the past 3 years we've been saying that we're going to diet and then we're going to go on holiday. It's going to be really good, but it's just not happened. And then we used to go swimming, but then we end up just going and getting like a kebab or something after, so it just wipe out any good that we did. And then we just watch films and go out. Normally just go for a drive or something. And just do that, really, just any little thing. We just like sit there for hours just talking and doing nothing, and yeah, once we spent a whole hour just trying on different hats. That's sad, but yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
And do you feel that friendship has changed since you've been at university?
I thought it would. I was actually quite worried that, because I resat a year of A level, so all my friends went to uni a year before I did, like all my school friends. And I grew apart from practically all, like, there was a group of six of us, and I grew apart from all of them apart from two. And I was like a bit gutted that it happened. I thought that was going to happen with her, like when I came to uni. But it was fine. It was pretty much the same, because we'd have like times where we'd see each other every day for a week, and we'd just be living with each other practically. But then I wouldn't see her for like a month or something. Mm. So it's kind of like that, like, so whenever I go home I always make a point to like meet up with her and just catch up. And it doesn't even seem like I'm gone half the time, it just seems like, because we're always texting and calling anyway. So you've always got that thing between us. So it's not, I used to be worried, but I'm not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that you mentioned that feeling of going home and feeling like you've just caught up where you've left off. Do you think, how important do you think that is in a friendship?
Very, because when there's that gap between you, when it seems that you've got a lot, when you've got a lot to catch up on, I think it's good, because then you can like re-include each other like, in your lives and stuff. But then I like the fact that it doesn't seem that I have to like start from the beginning again, because it's literally just carrying on from where we left off.
Yeah.
Instead of having like to like re-explain all the stories, like all the people in the stories, she knows all about them anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't have to, like, if I tell anyone else, I have to just like go like miles back and say, yeah, this person did this, but like this year they did that and stuff. So, but I don't have to do that with her.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
That's yeah. And how important has it been to you to maintain that friendship at university?
Pretty important, because at uni I've got close friends. I don't have that like a whole large group of friends that I'm just all good friends with. But I tend to have close friends, so maintaining those close friendships, that means more to me. Because then I've always got that thing to go back on, and I know that there's always that person there for me. So maintaining that, I know I need that to kind of feel safe and good in my life.
So maintaining the old friendships that you've got. Did you find when you came to university that there was a big change with this particular close friend, or did you find that you've always...
I just always stayed the same, it's always been really consistent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so you mentioned how you pass time with a friend, so that could be anything from kind of trying on hats to eating kebabs and just generally sort of passing the time. Yeah. Is that how you spend time with other friends as well?
Well, some friends that I always feel that I need to have something specific to do, otherwise I'm going to get bored.
Mm.
Or just like when there's kind of awkward silences, or when because I'm with my friends at home, when there's silence, it doesn't matter, because we both know that there's something going on in our heads and we're just thinking of stories to tell each other and things like that.
Yeah.
But with some friends I found at uni, it always seems that when there's a silence, I always feel that I have to break that silence. Even just watching TV, then that's okay, because we're actually doing something specific rather than just sitting there and doing nothing. I don't feel that I can do that with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to you, that's an important sign of friendships, that ability to feel comfortable.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, in that silence. And that ability, do you feel, when do you feel that happens in a friendship? Do you feel there's a certain point that happens? Or?
I think that if it's going to be there, it's always going to be there. Because with knowing her that long, but I've never, that whole time that I've known her, I've never felt that it's been awkward. It's from day one, since we were six, it's always been that level of comfort. Just thinking
all
the time, Not had to make any specific efforts to talk and make sure that I'm keeping her happy and I'm not leaving her out and stuff. It's always been good.
And then, so is that something that you feel with other friendships is missing?
Yeah. I wish that it could be like that with all friendships, but I know that it's not going to.
Yeah.
Because you're not always best friends with every single person that you're friends with.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then, did she go to university as well?
She reset a year as well. This is what we do. She reset a year as well, but she was academically she was a year below me, and then she's only 6 months younger. But now she's going to uni next year. At the end of September, she's going to uni here.
Okay. So, as she talked about her sort of, feelings about how she feels about going to university.
Yeah, the first thing she said was you have to come and stay with me during Freshers Week. But I said no, because in Freshers Week, that's when you make all your friends and all your first experiences. So I said I'll come 3 months into the year or something.
Yeah.
Because then I won't have exams and stuff yet, but I'll still be able to go there and spend some time with her.
But
we've already made plans, because she's going to. And when I drive up, I pass on the way, so we've already made plans that we're going to go up and down all the time.
So it's a good halfway point to meet and meet up and things. And how did she respond when you suggested this?
Yeah, she loved
about going up after 3 months instead of the first
week. Yeah, she said, yeah, actually, you're right. That's it.
But I think that's a sign of a really good friend as well, because I think you're right. And it can be quite scary going to university, and you want those people. Perhaps.
It's always easy to go back to your comfort zone. I'd be her comfort zone because it'd be a new thing. But then I think that she needs to be thrown into the deep end a bit when it comes to things like that. Because she is really good at making friends. She's confident. She's good like that. But I think when you're at uni, you always, especially your first night. The first night I was at uni, I cried my eyes out. I was I want to go home. But I think that you need to have that push. To actually go out and make friends, because otherwise you're just going to be so lonely the whole time.
Yeah.
And just you won't experience as much going out and doing stupid things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need that.
So how do you think she felt when you first came to university and you talked about your friends that you'd made?
She's not really bothered. Like, I'm always the one that worries more. Like, I was, like, when I told her that I was worried about, when, because like, I told her about halfway through my first year, I told her, like, I was really worried that we were going to grow apart and stuff. She was like, it's really sad, we're going to grow apart. So fair enough. But no, she's fine. It's like, she's, as long as I keep her up to date with stories and stuff, she doesn't really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does she, has she talked about how she feels since you've gone?
She's still the same. Nothing has really changed since I've gone, and she doesn't feel any different. I don't feel any different.
Yeah.
She gets a bit like, she tries like insulting me and stuff, but like, when I go home, I don't have time to meet her. Because, like, say if I go home to a family gathering or something, I won't have time to meet up with her and stuff, and she'll be like, oh, you didn't meet me up and all this. But I was like, oh, next time. But yeah.
And how do you feel sometimes when you can't always fit her in when you go home?
I feel a bit guilty, but also, because I like catching up with her, I really want to, but when you can't really, so I feel a bit gutted sometimes, but I know that next time I go home, I'll always make up for it, and we're going to do things. We've got the whole summer anyway to do things.
Yeah.
So it's not really the end of the world, but she knows that I would meet her if I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there someone sort of that you've met, because you obviously met people at university.
Yeah.
How did you find when you first came to university in terms of making new friends?
I made quite a few quite fast, because I lived in first year, and because I was at Uni of Liverpool last year.
Okay.
And everyone on our floor, we all ended up, like, for the first 2 weeks, we all went out together. So all of the freshest things, the whole floor, like 12 of us, all just went out together.
Mm.
So we all became quite close in that week, and like in the first 2 weeks, and then after that it all started, like, all the girls, we all stayed close, like, there were about five of us. And then we just start getting a bit annoyed with the boys because they're pretty nasty.
They're boys.
Yeah. And leave the toilet seat up and things like that, which is really annoying. And then we still like stay close, like we'd all just go to someone's room and watch TV or watch DVD or something.
Mm.
But then none of those like were on my course, but then the two girls that I met on my course, and they're practically the same as me, just a lot crazier. And the three of us just spent the whole last year just getting mental. Because we'd go out pretty much every day, and the girls on my floor, they didn't really go out that often. So in that way, I kind of grew apart from them, and I got close to the other two. But then, because I actually lived on the same floor as the other girls, there was like that balance between the two. But with the two girls on my course, I seemed closer, so I'd always make more of an effort to go to their rooms and go to their part of the halls and chill with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so what's the difference then, do you think, between that initial group of friends and the two girls that you stayed more in contact with?
I think it was that common interest of having a crazy first year and
just
going wild and doing absolutely everything that you can do. I suppose the girls on my floor, they're a lot more sensible, and the fact that they worked, like, when it was time to work, they worked, but I think my balance is a bit dodgy, but yeah, I think it was just because all of our experiences when we were out and stuff as well, that things that happened when we were out, that brought us like quite close together, and I suppose because those two are Asian as well on my course, so there was that other common factor that kind of, it's a bit sad that happens sometimes, I think, but it just does, and you just tend to gel a bit more because there's like that cultural understanding as well. Because like with my girls on the floor, there was like a Chinese girl, like black person, white, but it was, I think with Asians, or just anyone, like people of your own race and stuff, and like cultures that are similar to yours, they seem to understand you more.
Yeah.
And that, like, there's that understanding more. And I think that's why I gelled with those two.
So do you feel like they understood you better, perhaps, than the other people that you'd met?
Well, the thing is that I did at first, but by that time I was really close, but then with the others I started realising that they know me and they understand me just as, well, nearly as much.
Mm.
Like, even, like, because things with like boyfriends and stuff, because obviously my parents can't know. But my other, like, no, my non-Asian friends, they